Jerry Smith, the new head girls basketball coach with the Arweva Rockets, joining us here on the high school basketball preview show, of course. Again, it being brought to you this year by Uptown Sporting Goods, Corn Belt Telephone, DMAC in Carroll Campus, Pepsi Bolt 24, Quant Auto, and also Carroll Eye Care Associates. And Coach, good to get a chance to catch up with you. I've worked with you a little bit the last couple of years as you were an assistant over there at Arweva, but first year as a head coach, so a new role for you this year.
Yep, new role. I got a little familiarity with the group, but we'll see how they take to me as the head guy now.
Let's talk about that. What made you decide that now was the time to go ahead and feel like you were ready to become that new head coach?
They were kind of looking for an assistant a couple of years ago, or maybe that there were some things that were coming up that we might need one. So I took the opportunity and became a volunteer assistant for the last 2 years, and then had a little conversation with Dan, and you know, late last year, he kind of told me, he said, he was going to hand over the reins, so here we are.
What did you take away from Dan, and what kind of changes will we see from the Rocket girls basketball team this year?
For the most part, there's a lot of the foundation that Dan set that is going to stay the same, but there's some things I like to tweak. I think we got, you know, maybe more athletes that have experience now that I think we can utilize their speed and athleticism to maybe do some different things and maybe be a little more up-tempo maybe. We'll see how that goes.
You guys going to want to push it offensively the way it sounds defensively? Or are you going to press more, trap more, try to get that tempo up?
In theory, yeah. My idea is I think we have the athletes and the numbers to press, you know, maybe more so this year. I know we tried it a couple times last year, but then again, like say, we lose Leslie in the middle of season, who's kind of our, you know, speed demon that can cover a lot of ground. She helps a lot. And then we had new girls come in that had to replace it. Well, not having the playing time and knowing where to be on the press was kind of our downfall, but hopefully we can iron those things out before the season and get an opportunity to press a little more.
Offensively, you're going to want to run, but what's the half court going to look like for you guys if you can't get that point out on the break?
So there's a lot of teams that we've faced late in the year that kind of changed their defense on us, but you know, going to a 1-3-1 that we've kind of struggled with. And unfortunately played like a really tough Red Oak team last year that plays a 1-3-1 tremendously. So in the half courts, that we're going to have to be ready for that, and it's kind of something they threw on, defenses threw on us late in the year that, you know, we're going to have to be ready for right away out of the, you know, out of the shoot. So, but it's still offensively, I don't want to say we want to be firing away at all times, but if we have that open shot, that we're taking it and we're ready to take it.
You and I were kind of joking before the show here today. Odd year and maybe not a great year to take over a program with all the COVID stuff and all the extra challenges. How has the summer gone for this program, and how much of it was impacted getting your stuff implemented with the limited access you maybe had to the kids in the summer?
In prior years, we try to get them in the weight room and at least get them to touch base with at least some of the things we're doing, you know, in the prior seasons. Well, that's going to change on its own, as I have a couple different wrinkles I want to add myself, you know, and the weight room stuff got completely shut down because of the COVID. So yeah, moving forward, I'm just kind of letting it stay out of the gym from here on out, even though we didn't get to do as much in the summer. So I'm going to have to make up some ground early here in practices and, you know, implement what I can when I can.
What are the concerns then coming into the year?
The biggest concerns, and if we look just statistically for us last year, the numbers, we weren't a very good shooting team. So I would love to improve on that and actually have more girls gain some confidence in their shooting. And that's kind of been my focal point throughout the summer and early in these practices, that we got girls that have the ability to shoot. They just need to be ready and confident when it happens. And I think if we can add that layer in more than one or two girls, we're going to be, you know, more of a dangerous team.
Did you get a chance to have the girls get many shots up this summer then to kind of build that confidence?
Well, as my whole focal point, you know, the weakness I saw that was glaring the last couple seasons was our shooting percentage. So I really didn't focus on much during the time I had with them then shooting. So yeah, it was the biggest focal point I had, was letting them just get as many reps in as they could.
You told me before the show today, you really like the number of kids that you guys have out right now. So good numbers out for the Rockets this year.
Yes, we have 15 girls, kind of breakdown. 5 seniors, a junior, 6 sophomores, and 3 freshmen.
So the senior and sophomore class is kind of headlining that. You mentioned the seniors. A lot of those have a lot of playing experience, been playing 4 years. So I would assume that one of the strengths coming in has got to be leadership and just experience.
Yes. I've kind of made that a focal point too with the seniors, that this is their team. And, you know, God forbid what happens here with the season, hopefully we stay a go. But it's got to be their year and it's got to be their team. So I've kind of let them take more of a leadership role. And Jeff, you've been around them long enough, you know some of those girls. The leadership's there, but, you know, I'm sure Sarah will attest to this too. The reeling them in sometimes is the part that's the hardest part.
Coach, let's talk about the backcourt, the guards right now. You mentioned losing Leslie last year midway through the season. That got some younger girls to maybe have to take over some roles that they may not have until this year, so that should help. But who are the kids that are kind of battling for those backcourt spots here during practice?
Obviously, we got Hannah and Sarah, who's played, you know, 3 years going on four now. Maggie Regaler, she played quite a bit last year. Jamie Hausman got some playing time. We got Timberland Cook, who is also a sophomore. I'll tell you this, their ability has grown over the summer and even from last year. So, I mean, there's some girls there that are going to be battling for spots and for playing time. And it's a good thing to have. I got a good problem right now, I feel.
One of the things interesting to me with that is that, you know, Jamie Hausman, Maggie Regaler, also Cora, saw quite a bit of time last year as freshmen. That growth from the freshman to a sophomore year can be really critical.
Like I say, the maturity and everything, that how they approach things, to me looks, you know, very focused in practice. So I think, like I say, I got a good problem right now. Now it's my job to kind of take it from there.
Jaden probably going to be one of those leaders down in the blocks, but you also have Bridget Cameron there as well. Cora Obrek, you started to mention her a moment ago. Another one of those sophomores that I think came on this year during the volleyball season, which should really probably help her confidence-wise. But with those three, are those going to be the three main post players, and who else has a chance to slide into some of those minutes?
The thing is, as far as post players, I think Jaden could be utilized maybe all over the court.
Yep.
Bridget also has the ability to step out and do some things. Trying to keep them away from being position minded, you know, that they can try to expand a little bit on their roles. But yes, Bridget and Jaden are still going to be on my major post players. And then we got Cora coming up. We got Sammy Henners is also could contribute. We got Sophie Jackson and as well as Maris Cameron. All those girls have the opportunity. The way they've been practicing, they got a chance to get a lot of playing time.
Coach, you've been through the Rolling Valley now the last couple of years as an assistant. What do you think the Rolling Valley Conference looks like this year? And do the Rockets have a chance to be up there in the mix?
Well, I sure hope so. But in my opinion, I think we're a fairly deep team. Some of the teams I thought that, you know, we were kind of on par with have improved greatly. So we're going to have to do the same. Yeah, I think it's going to be a very deep conference this year.
Who are some of the teams you feel like might be the teams to beat?
Well, Elkhorn, you know, had a great year last year. I think they got beat out maybe in the sub-state game by a tough St. Albert team, if I remember right. So they're going to be, I think they got everybody but maybe one girl coming back. So they should be tough. Cam's always tough. Border Valley's well-coached. Glidden, Woodbine. I mean, there's some teams that, you know, have not only some good players, but they got some great coaches.
Coach, non-conference wise, with the conference you guys are in, not a tremendous amount of time to get a lot of non-conference games, but I think you go to Westwood this year. Logan Magnolia may be on that non-conference schedule as well.
Yep.
I don't know if Red Oak is this year again or not, but what do you feel like your non-conference schedule looks like?
Red Oak, yeah, they're off this year from what I have seen, so that's probably a blessing to this guys because they were tough and they were young. So Logan, I got to be honest, I don't know much about. Westwood, I think, you know, they gave us pretty good game last year, so I assuming they'll be tough. And then I think we also go to Ridgeview this year, which also a very good team. So our non-conference, in my opinion, you know, for the size of the class we are, the size of school we are, it's gonna be tough, but I love the challenge. And I think we also go to Audubon too, now that I think about it.
Yeah, that should be a fun matchup as well. Coach, you guys have had a nice tradition against Audubon over the years. Coach, appreciate you joining us here to take a look at the upcoming season. I wish you the best of luck. Looking forward to working with you throughout the season, and thanks for joining us again here today.
All right, I appreciate it, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Jeremy Smith again with the Arweva Rockets. We'll step away. More of the girls basketball preview show next, coming up here on KCIM.